hold the line just a moment, Mr. Oates. Thank you. Sorry to keep you waiting, Mr. Oakes. I apologize.
Sorry. Would it be easier to...
He got caught on the other line. Just a moment, I'll get him for you. He's off now.
Yeah?
Mr. Oakes on 2191.
Johnny?
Hello?
How you doing?
Good morning, Mr. President.
You doing all right?
Yes, sir.
Those kids still living with you? Did you get those autographs?
Beg your pardon?
Did you get those autographs?
Oh, you're marvelous. Thank you ever so much.
Those kids still living with you?
Yeah.
So,
they were so appreciative. It was just marvelous.
You have to bring them down here, and we'll get a picture out here in the back end with our dogs.
Well, as a matter of fact, to tell you the truth, I have not given them these pictures yet. I'm saving them to surprise them with them.
Oh, that's good.
They knew I took them, but they didn't know what had happened to them, and I'm just going to surprise them with them at Christmas. I haven't really given them.
Well, that's good.
You're certainly doing mighty
well. Well, I worked on them yesterday, and I read your good editorial on Latin America this morning, and I just want to tell you that it's right down the middle, and it was a dandy, and the Baltimore Sun also had a hell of a good editorial. Hubert Humphrey said that he was on the NBC Today program, and he said there are going to be 5 or 6 speeches made on the man appointment today in the Senate. I wanted to give you a little background on that.
Thank you.
We've got about a dozen balls in the air down here. On Latin America, and we have no coherent policy, no consistent program. The president can't find out what's going on. You've got a good many good men, well-intentioned men, idealistic men, fine fellas, and each one of them kind of going in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
And I've spent a good deal of time with the Latin people. I think I know them, and I know I love them, and they've voted solidly for me for 30 years. Nobody's ever been able to budge them. And,
I remember very well those figures you showed me the other day.
But what they do, John, if they go to the If they go to the export-import and they turn down, they go across the street to World Bank. If they get turned down there, then they go over to the Alliance for Progress, and they get turned down there, they go to the Pan-American Bank, and they get turned down there. They'll come up to Congress and say, we want it in another form, maybe military aid or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You've got to have a consistent policy. I can't go to you and say, I won't talk to you about the editorial page of the Times, and then as soon as I leave you, go talk to Turner Catledge or
right.
Tom Wicker and all six of them and try to get one of them to undo the other, and you all have some coordination. Now, that's what we got to have here. We looked over the coordination. Rockefeller was coordinator under Roosevelt. We had a pretty good coordination of Latin American good neighbor policy, and we got along pretty well, and we didn't have near the agencies we've got now. What we've got now, we don't want to stir up these agencies, because each man's a king in his own dunghill, as you know.
Yes.
But we wanted to have some fellow that had been all over this hemisphere and had served in every post in it. Now, he'd been a chief of mission here, or charge d'affaires there, or minister there, or ambassador there, or assistant secretary of state for all of it, and that had no axe to grind. He wants to retire. He's by far the ablest man we've got in this field. He was here the Bay of Pigs thing. As a matter of fact, he opposed it, but he's a good, solid fella, and I asked Russ for his recommendation, and Russ came up with it, and everybody that I submitted him to, Bill Fulbright, even Wayne Morse, Burke Hickenlooper,
mm-hmm.
Everett Dirksen, I had the whole outfit in here because we had this crisis, this Dominican Republic thing was going down if we didn't recognize them.
Yeah.
And I had all of them in here, and they said that all of them had been in Latin America, said that he was by far the best expert. So we told him to take the Roosevelt program and the Kennedy dream of Alliance for Progress, and to write out to what authority he would need, and then we won't have any drastic shakeups, but we'll avoid a good deal of duplication in all these Latin centers where we got Peace Corps running this way and Alliance for Progress running that way and Export-Import running that way, and we'll try to pull them together and kind of have a staff meeting once in a while and have a coordinated sense of direction. And we think that it's one of the finest things that could be done. It's long overdue, and it's not that we're abandoning any of the idealism or any of the objectives of either the Good Neighbor or the Alliance for Progress, but that we're trying to keep from wasting money so we'll have it to build these schools and these housing projects, and we're also going to try to make them do some land reform and tax collecting themselves.
Yes, yes. Well, we certainly felt that this was a well, as you saw this morning, we felt this was a good thing, and you just couldn't have gotten a better person to do it.
Well, I knew that, but I wanted to give you a little background on it all, and I'll have him in touch with you after he gets back from Mexico City, because this is pretty important in this hemisphere, and we've been neglecting it, and as you so frequently pointed out.
Well, as I understand it, Mr. President, the idea is really to give him a direct and complete and coordinated authority over the whole program.
What we'd really like to do is make him an undersecretary for Latin American affairs.
I was going to ask that. Is that contemplated?
Well, we're drafting the authority now, and we're going to see if we don't get it hung up in Congress for a year, that's what we do.
Yes.
If we don't, we just make him a special assistant to the president and secretary, and you let him use the presidential power.
I see.
Which will be ample. But we'd like to have it in a systematic chart, you see. And the trouble you run into is if you give one for Latin affairs, then the rest feel like they're downgraded if you don't have one for Near Eastern affairs.
That's true. Yeah.
And
after all, I couldn't agree with you more. This is just terribly important. We've been awful strong on Latin America.
Well, you surely have.
I noticed that I was very impressed by your making that special Latin American speech about the first or second day that you're...
That's right. I called them all together, and I'm going to call them all together again when he gets back here. I just don't think that you can... I can't get along very well sucking up to you if I miss my neighbors that live down the road from me, and I drive by their house every day and don't speak to them.
No, this was very impressive. We thought, noticed this and thought this was terrific. And,
you get your boss to keep in touch with Humphrey up on the hill and watch what they're doing there on this thing, and let's follow through and let's get this hemisphere back where it belongs.
Could I ask you just one question before you go? You mentioned Dominican Republic, the recognition. Was this, could you throw any light on this, on the this and the Honduran recognition?
Yeah, I'll give it to you when I see you, but we had some elements in there that were not very good. That were a lot of guerrilla operations and not dissimilar from what we've seen in other places in the hemisphere. And the unanimous opinion of Martin, who was the ambassador, plus all the State Department people, plus the senators, was that if we didn't move then, we'd have another Castro situation on our hands in the hills, and the government would fall, and the extreme rightists would take it over, and it may do that anyway.
Yeah.
But we had to try to forestall it.
Right.
It's very likely it could go that way anyway, but
right.
It was on its last leg, and they were pumping this stuff into them, and they'd gone to the hills, and we were. It's not a good situation, is it not? And a good many of the folks don't know all these things about the hemisphere, you see.
Right, right.
So
well,
I'll go into it in detail when we have lunch someday next week or so, but that's what precipitated the imminent action. I got Fulbright down here, and Hickenlooper and Russ came over, and we had the George Ball, and everybody was unanimously that we didn't move that day.
I see.
That we'd get a little problems.
Right.
That's off the record very much.
All right. Okay. I appreciate your helps to fill me out.
You understand why it's off the record.
Yes, I certainly do.
Okay, partner.
Thank you.
Bye.
Right. Bye.